Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Sound, please. Roll sound.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Big ups to Kelvin Sampson. Did you see this? Quentin Grimes coming.
Oh, nice.
Top 10 recruit, signed with Kansas in 2018, and he's transferring.
I was thinking about this. I really think Dana Holgorsen's going to have a lot of success with transfer portal guys and graduate transfer guys.
Yes.
Both. I think Houston, because he's been a guy who's cranked out. You know, when I watch these guys for draft stuff, unlike Texas, I have had to take a look at West Virginia. You know, I've looked on both sides of the ball,
and that's tooting my boy's horn a little bit. That's all development, because he didn't get five-star guys.
Nick Kwiatkowski, I thought he was overdrafted anyway, but I mean, here he was in the third or fourth by the Chicago Bears. David Long, you've had tons of, I mean, when I've stepped in, I had to do two different corners, two safeties. Carl Joseph was the first rounder. Yadni Kajus, he'll have a tackle next year this upcoming year that I'm going to have to write up. Quentin Spain, a left guard, starting right now in the league. Nick Glowinski, the right guard, is starting for the Colts as part of their revamped line. Like, you know, I've written up two different running backs, or three different running. Wendell Smallwood, I've written up three running backs from West Virginia since he's been there. His quarterback, two receivers this year, his tight end / fullback this year, his tackle this year. I mean, that's a lot of guys. These are guys who are playing, who are going to the combine or at the Senior Bowl. That's a lot of guys. So when they're recruiting, you know, Dana Holgorsen can say, these guys have been drafted. And I think it's going to be a big deal for Houston to have Dana Holgorsen there. I think
he's got everyone. Transfers. He's got pictures of he's got them framed. Their jerseys of every guy he's had drafted.
No, I mean it's you're right. Player development.
Yeah.
You know what you do when you get in the league. That's not Dana's
kind of a
business.
Big deal
that's
too,
somebody
to
else's business. Yeah. It is a big deal, and that's why I think grad transfers are going to choose Houston. And I think with Kelvin Sampson and the success he's building, that was such a huge get for them to nail down Kelvin Sampson, because right now this is the best combination of basketball coach and football coach that they have had in. I mean, you'll have to go way back.
Yeah,
you have to go way back, because they didn't have that level of basketball coach with Briles, Sumlin, or Tom Herman. Well, I guess Tom Herman, I guess Kelvin, was Kelvin there with Tom Herman? He was.
Well, yeah, they haven't had it this good since then. Since a couple of years ago when Tom Herman was there, winning big football games. Yeah.
Yeah. Houston is a really attractive place right now on both those fronts. It really is. And then even before Dana came in, I mean, they're Willie Jackson, first round pick. You had Landon Roberts with the New England Patriots. They just haven't had, like, maybe Dana will change it where he gets better, of course, at Oliver, but they get better offensive line talent and, you know, a little more draftable talent at U of H. I haven't written up as many U of H players, but it also shows that U of H has done a good job of coaching them up and developing them too under all these guys, including Art, Sumlin, Herman. Those guys developed players. They did a good job.
Yep, absolutely. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Tom Brady had a little something. Did you see he threw the football 61 miles an hour? And apparently,
that's not. Yeah. Tom Brady?
Tom Brady did.
61 is fast.
Fast.
That's a rocket.
Right.
How's that possible? Yeah,
I don't know, but he tweeted it out.
You know what Deshaun threw it at the combine? Which a lot of people don't really buy into these numbers, but he threw it less than 50, I believe.
Really? Mm-hmm. I mean, is that...
It's slow. But... Then when you watch him, when he steps into his throw and drives it into the seam, he can make it.
He's tweeted this to Max Kellerman and said he's going to fall off a cliff. In 2016, when Brady was suspended the first four games, Kellerman came out with a hot take that Brady's going to fall off a cliff. He's done. Mm-hmm. How'd that work out for you, Max? That was a hot take. So Tom Brady tweeted it to Max Kellerman. Now it's all just about... You say something, I'm going to come back. I'm coming back at you. Mm-hmm. Okay? 61 miles an hour is zipping it, bro.
That's as high as I've seen.
The 62. There was somebody who they said who threw at 62, and I forget who it was, the fastest that was recorded, but that's winging it.
See, quarterback ball velocity at the NFL Combine, 2008 through 2019. And you'll see why there's a lot of people who are a little suspicious of this. Pat Mahomes threw at 55 miles an hour, left 55 right. Davis Webb threw 156 miles an hour. There's no way Davis Webb throws faster than Pat Mahomes. Deshaun Kizer, 52 was his fastest. Mitch Trubisky, 51 was his fastest. Nathan Peterman, 49. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson was the slowest at the combine, 45.
Really?
Yep. Slower than Brad Kaya, Nathan Peterman, Cooper Rush. Oh, he was right. The same thing with Cooper Rush. And I didn't think he had a big arm watching him on tape. All I care about, though, is can he step in and heat it up when he needs to? And Deshaun can. I don't come away. Do you guys come away watching Deshaun Watson concerned about his arm strength to fit it into... I don't really. That's not really a concern for me, to be honest with you. Josh Allen threw at 62 miles an hour.
That's who it was. Who? That Josh Allen. That he threw at 62, and they compared it to Brady's 61.
Paxton Lynch, 59, was the fastest. 2015. This guy Brian Bennett, who just used to spray it all over, he was 60 miles an hour. Logan Thomas, who's now a tight end, 60 miles an hour.
60, yeah.
There's not. I mean, Colin Kaepernick, 59, was the fastest in 2011, followed by Ryan Mallett.
Was he on one knee?
58. I don't think so, but I know who was on two knees, who threw it like 100 yards, was Pat Mahomes. Remember when Pat Mahomes did that and everyone was like, cheap gimmick?
And Jamarcus Russell, remember? He threw it 75 yards on his one knee.
I remember that.
Remember
that? Let's see what Jamarcus...
While the national anthem was playing. That's why he's not in the
Parker
league anymore.
Wilson.
Oh, no, that's right. He sucked.
Joe Flacco threw at 55. See, he can throw faster than that. So, Tom Brady, really? I just don't believe that.
That's what it says. I can't believe that. I thought you were a numbers guy.
I am a numbers guy. I just didn't see him post that
61.
Number.
61.
How do we know that wasn't a radar gun that a cop had? Let me see this. I'm going to use... This is going to be funny.
Rocket radar. And it's 61. Tom Brady. Thanks. Good night. That's right. He's going to fall off a cliff. Not... Max Kellerman, you look stupid now. Tom Brady made you look stupid. Don't say stupid things. And you won't. What is stupid is stupid does so.
Things. Pretty soon you're going to be labeled a dumbass.
Yeah. How's that taste, Max Kellerman? He's been taking some hits lately.
I, for one, believe Tom Brady fell off 5 years ago.
Did he?
Yes.
Did he?
Yes. If D Ford's not lining up off sides, Tom
really?
Brady threw a pick.
I swore he was holding the trophy up.
If D Ford hadn't lined up off sides, he would have thrown a pick because he was high to Gronkowski, and his season would have been over. He fell off a cliff, John. Max is right. If D Ford hadn't screwed up, Max would be right.
Is D Ford was he on the Chiefs at the time?
Yes,
he lined up off sides.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's
what I'm saying.
Too,
so Max can't predict that D Ford would line up off sides. Max would have been right.
Fell off a cliff in the AFC Championship.
I'm going to need you to ignore the 28-3 comeback against the Falcons.
Yeah.
But Max would have been right if D Ford hadn't lined up off sides.
Right. You're going to have to ignore that.
Yeah.
What about his start to that game?
Yeah. Well, he threw a pick six in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Tom, how about that?
So Max was right.
Max was right.
Except for the second half in overtime.
Yeah.
Where he couldn't be stopped.
Other than that. What about Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble?
He can't be stopped either, John.
I bet he could throw it 63. I bet Jeff Aronoff can wing it.
But you don't need him to do that when he's fixing
your athletic at all. not athletic, but he does have granite. He has marble. He has tile. Oh, Lance, maybe you should have used Jeff Aronoff to put your
floor. So you're saying a guy who's been on our station for years and does tile and floors, and Lance didn't talk to him?
No.
I didn't know he did floors. Well, I thought he just did tile. You always talk about hitting people with granite and rock hard stones and all that stuff. Right. You didn't tell me anything that he was doing tile.
He does everything. My man do it all. Okay.
Well, thanks for telling me.
My man's do it all at Absolute Marble and Granite. Are you someone that needs granite, that needs tile? He'd probably say, no, I don't put floors in. Okay. All right. Okay, then. But he does put entire outdoor patios in. He puts entire outdoor kitchens in. Yes, that's right. That's what he does every single day. And he's got granite. He's got the latest in tech. I mean, you can make it look like that gray, that dullish gray, whatever it is, granite. Man, that stuff is sweet. That is totally sweet. You can get that in your bathrooms. You can get the latest and greatest. Make it look super, super nice. And this is what Jeff Aronoff does every single day. He makes places where people live or their businesses look that much better. Go see the bar over at the Maris and on 610 and 18th Street. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. And it's going to last forever. And it's a beautiful, and it was a selection that Jeff helped make because that's what he does. You don't need an architect. Jeff's going to come in there and say, hey, do this. Bing, bing, bing. You win. You win it all. It's at 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Absolute Marble and Granite. Tell him you heard it right here.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 818 ESPN 97.5, 737-803-776. Jeff wants, is this Trader Jeff? See if Trader Jeff wants to get in here. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man.
It's not Trader Jeff.
Okay. What's going on?
Hey. So, hey, talking about the Tom Brady throwing 61, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, there's a video from NFL.com. I'm surprised Lance hasn't seen it yet. It's showing David Carr and Patrick Mahomes basically doing a throwing contest. And they're throwing to Heath Evans. They got a radar gun. And Mahomes swings him at 62. David Carr swung at 58, and that man's 41 years old now. He can bring it. So you guys are asking him who's hit 362, and they're at live. It's a pretty little clip, man. It's on. I think it's on Bleacher Report, but it's linked over to NFL.com.
He came, and they had, and I want to say David was more. Was he more accurate than Mahomes? Or I think it was maybe Josh Allen came in, but
yeah. I mean,
he's done this a couple of times. Yeah.
Yeah, and Heath Evans, God bless that man. He's a brave dude because. It's not like he was throwing from 50 yards. He was maybe 20 yards away. It was scary.
Well, that's why. And look, the velocity thing doesn't really, to be honest with you, it doesn't really matter because they're going to trust the eyes on that one because the velocity numbers have not really lined up all the time with what people. I think a lot of what I saw in the velocity numbers I just saw do line up with what a quarterback does, but. The best thing I've seen so far is I consulted with Zebra Technology, who does the player tracking for the NFL, right. And they've got the RFID chips in the shoulder pads. And what they do is they now have tight window throws. They've got a chip in the ball and chips in players, and so they have created tight window throws. And tight window throws, the NFL's now using this on next gen, where I think it's within a yard and a half. You have to be anything inside of a yard and a half where there's defense inside of a yard and a half of the wide receiver when the ball gets there is considered a tight window throw. So quarterbacks, so they measure the accuracy for tight window throws. Like what was your completion percentage when the windows were tighter? And one of the things that we found was that Drew Brees, for example, had fewer tight window throws. And you could say, and so did Tom Brady. And so the thought is immediately, well, their wide receivers must be running great routes. No, they know where the easiest throw is going to be. Like, they study the defense. They know everybody who's covering everybody. They know every route that is going to be run on every snap, and they know where the best throw is going to be. They don't take chances. They understand how to avoid chances. And what we found with the young quarterbacks is they made Carson Wentz is another one. And this is when he was coming off his good season. He made way more tight window throws. So did Deshaun coming off a good season, seven games, where he was throwing they throw into coverage a little bit
well,
more.
Well, they throw now, to DeAndre.
Now, Hopkins was rescuing a lot of tight window throws.
Yeah.
If you make that same throw to Will Harris or whoever else, not as many are going to be complete.
So there was a coach once, and actually, I'm pretty sure it was, well, it was Dana, and it was with when Blackman was on the team, and my boy Whedon was a quarterback. And this is the way Chad tells it. I haven't asked Dana about it, but he said, you know, Whedon was, I don't know, struggling at the half, and he goes, dude, throw it to 81. Just throw it to 81, and good things are going to happen. Right. And that's what when Deshaun came out, he was like, oh, I'm throwing it. Guess what, D-Hop? You're gonna get fed. I'm gonna throw it to you. And that's smart. Now, Brady doesn't have that, though. In the Super Bowl, he did. Edelman, hey, guess what, Edelman? You're eating today. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, well, Edelman was running wild, though. I thought Edelman deserved to be, or a defensive player deserved to be, probably Gilmore deserved to be MVP, not Brady, or Edelman. Could have been Edelman. Brady spreads it around to everybody. You're right. Yeah. He works more of the offense than just, I'm throwing to a guy.
When he gets to throw to a guy who does get open. And he's got a tight window catcher in Gronkowski, had him, where he can make the tough catches, but he also got open. And then Julian Edelman runs routes, these short option routes, where he, you know, based on the coverage and based on the leverage of the DB, he'll hook it inside or outside. And they're on the same page. They're a lot of times, supposedly, they have hand signals beforehand where he already tells them, I'm about to run this route. And so Tom Brady already knows where he's going. He's got a guy who runs good routes. And that's a big part. You know, that's a big part, too. When I watch, like, Josh Allen. So Josh Allen, the thing on him was he's a really, boy, he's not accurate at all. His accuracy numbers. Actually, his throws from point A to point B, what I call an everyday throw, where he's got to throw from one point standing there to the guy who's standing there, is actually not that inaccurate. I was really surprised. But he takes too long to get rid of it, and he lets the coverage close in on it. So he ends up creating contested throws for his wide receiver. He doesn't throw with any anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just something Johnny didn't do very well. I didn't realize until I got to see coaches tape when I was up at NFL Films. I wasn't working for NFL at the time. I got to see it. Ron Jaworski took us up there and Greg Cosell. And I was like, I remember coming back from NFL Films to do the radio show. Like, holy crap. Johnny doesn't throw with any anticipation. But you couldn't see it. You know, without the coaches.
Well, I told you what, coach was watching film with him, and he's like, hey, Johnny, what are you thinking here? I don't know. I don't know what I was thinking. What do you mean you don't know what you're thinking? Well, what'd you see? I don't know. I just threw it. Oh.
Is it Lamar Jackson told? I heard that Lamar Jackson was in the room, and they said, what do you want to do on this coverage right here? He goes, make a play. Yes. But, like, take us through your process of what your reads are going to be like. How do you attack this? I'm going to find the open man, make a throw, make a play. Okay. And then it's like, shut it down. Like, sounds good.
Yeah.
We're not going to go through the concept of how you're attacking with a high-low concept versus, you know, cover two. They're just like, let's make a play.
No, we're going to make a play. That's what we do. So ESPN and Pro Football Focus have ranked the NFL's best rosters. Okay.
Texas, two. Texans, number two.
Nah. They're not really in the top 10.
Okay, in real life, I'm going to say 16.
I don't know because it's behind the ESPN Plus wall, so I don't know. But I do know the top 10. So, can you guess the top 10?
Let me see if I can guess them. Top rosters. Top total rosters. Let's start off. I'm not sure anyone in Dell's division is going to be in there. Let's start off with...
I'm pretty sure the number one is in Dell's division. On both... Pro Football Focus and on ESPN. Patriots, best roster.
I'm not sure on that.
AFC East. AFC East.
You buy AFC East.
Are you co-signing
that? AFC.
See how dumb that sounds, everybody?
Yeah. You think the
I'm not a Patriot fan?
You think the Dolphins, I mean, you think the Patriots have, I don't know that I co-sign. I mean, I'm okay if you want to put them in top 10, I suppose. I don't see them as number one. I would say, I tell you.
Well, do they have a weakness?
Is Cleveland in there right now?
They don't have Cleveland in the top 10.
By the end of the year, they still have some holes, but it will be interesting. I feel like the Falcons should be in there.
The Falcons are not in there. It goes Patriots, Rams.
Yes, okay, yeah.
New Orleans, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Chicago, Los Angeles, Chargers, Kansas City, Pittsburgh, Minnesota, and Indianapolis.
I don't think Indy is, but I like the rest of them. Indy doesn't have corners. We'll see with wide receivers.
Your boy Bell's gonna be pissed. Why?
Why? Well, he's still building.
Well, guess what? It's a top 10 build he's got going on right now.
Safeties, corners, they all need to be taken care of.
Cowboy fans are coming back after him. Oh, Zeke, Amari, Dak, DeMarcus, Byron Jones.
I would put
pretty good players.
I would put the Cowboys ahead of the Colts.
You would?
Yeah. I would put the Cowboys ahead of the Colts. I got to say, that's a pretty good list, though.
Yeah.
Those are all the teams that should come to mind. All playoff teams,
aren't they? That's surprising that the Texans aren't in the top 10 of best rosters.
They're right there at 15 or 16.
Well, yeah, they're right where they always are.
They're right in the middle.
17,
middle of every stat ever.
Ever. Right
where
in the
are
middle.
You, Texans? Yeah, right about 18, 9-7.
19, 16. Yeah. Oh, we're 15 in that. What?
You can range anywhere from 12 to 19. Just keep it right there in that range. And that is the... That is the Texans for damn near 20 years of football now. Mm-hmm. 17 years. Well, they haven't always been there. But I'd say it encapsulates the 17 years of football right in the middle.
Right there. Yep. Right. Not too good. How was
Rick Smith's tenure? Very average. How's Bill O'Brien been? Well, some of the records have been good. They've won divisions, but I would say it's been very average.
Mm-hmm.
How about Gary
Kubiak? He's 4 games over 500.
When it was all said and done, you add up everything, I'd say Kubiak's tenure was right there at about average.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was Matt Schaub's quarterback? You know, he ended up being kind of average.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, they have had some.
They've had some good.
JJ.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've had some individual. They had the Wattcat, too.
But as a stop it.
What kind of play was that?
But it would have been a great play if he wouldn't have torn his groin in half. But in 17 years, he lost a yard on four yards. What do you feel like the record for the team? If there was a 17-year record that encapsulates a record that encapsulates their 17 years, I would say it's 7-9.
7-9.
Yeah.
7-9.
Is the totality of
their organization
is a 7-9 record.
Yeah.
That's pretty fair. I don't think it's 8-8's too much.
Yeah, because the good has not outweighed the bad. I mean, the bad is worse, is more than
what's
the good.
Tyler White's football record?
Tyler White is 5-11.
What is he this year? Is
two,
he winless
two,
or
two
one
and 14?
Is he
one
even 2-14?
Yeah, he's had
you
a couple
his
moments.
Pitching?
1-15 ish. 1-15.
What is Dell's record as a if Dell
zero,
had a football
0-16.
Record, you think you got him winless?
B 0-16.
And compare in what my football record?
Yeah,
yeah. What's your football record as far as your?
That's a lie.
Producing.
What do you think your record is, Dell?
Probably. Well, you got to consider the talent I have to work with.
Yeah,
and by talent, I mean
sure.
You two.
Right.
So I feel like I'm an overachiever. The fact that this show's number one, I feel like I'm an overachiever.
0-16.
What are you giving?
How could I be 0-16?
I'm gonna give you a 5-11.
There's no way I'm 5-11. There's no way. There's no way I'm 5-11.
Lance and I are both 16-0. That makes up. That means that's why we win 2/3 of our games.
No, yep. I'm 10-6.
Okay,
10-6. 10-6 record. 10-6. I'm not 0-5 and 11 or 0-16. Whatever you said, that's ridiculous.
Here's John's. 16-0 or 0-16.
That's right.
Like he's got nothing in between.
It's ridiculous.
He can't even pretend to have an in between number somewhere.
He's a phony. That's what he is.
Are you, John?
That's Raheel's job.
Well,
okay.
Who do you think he learned from?
B.
B. You know what else I learned? We need to take a break. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. Grade the show.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, we got a giveaway here. The punk rockers of Social Distortion and Flogging Molly kicking off their co-headlining tour at Revention Music Center on August 14th, and ESPN 97.5 wants to send you to see the show. All right, let's do it at 8:40 exactly. 8:40, 713-780-3776. A pair of tickets to see Social Distortion and Flogging Molly at Revention Music Center on Wednesday, August 14th. Get your tickets now at LiveNation.com. Caller number 6 is going to get those tickets. 713-780-3776. We have to do it at a certain time because some people stream. But it's stupid because we have had a perfect signal now for 4,087 straight days. So there you have it. So it's kind of stupid, but go ahead and stream if you want. 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here with us, your Astros look like dog do right now. Brad Peacock, and I know all you Peacockers out there, and I don't want to hear it. He looked like crap yesterday. Boy, everybody just seems like it's just pounded. Dude, I got to sit up close yesterday. Josh Bell is a freaking defensive end. He is huge.
Yeah, he's massive.
He is huge, and he's built like a D end. I mean, strong upper body. He was, I'm telling you, that is a man child. And then Yordan gets hurt as well. Great. Fouled the ball off his knee or whatever. Knee contusion. Great. That's just what we needed. No Yordan in our lives.
He went down the other day. You knew it wasn't great, and he still ended up, you know, he still ended up getting a hit after that a couple innings later, but I guess it's really bothering him.
So I put the Yordan for Scherzer question out to a lot of people. And, man, that's – I don't know. I think you have to do it to get the best pitcher in the game. And he's signed through 2022.
You put that out
there? I'd give up Yordan.
Oh, my God. I didn't mean to start that.
Yeah.
But it has to hurt. It has to hurt. You can't just say, no, wait. Let's do, hold on.
Right.
Brantley, Reddick. Like, no.
No,
it's got to hurt. They're not going to give you a guy like, I mean, Scherzer's a Hall of Famer. No, he's a future Hall of Famer.
Scherzer's not going anywhere, so it's a moot point anyway.
Yeah, but it's interesting to think about that, though.
Yeah. Apparently, according to Jonathan Fagan, Jimmy Butler, the Rockets are confident that they can convince him to come here. Dell, you're certain of this. I think you're 100% behind a sign and trade.
No, if the Rockets can get him, I have less reservations than other people in the Rocket who are Rocket fans, partly because I don't think Chris Paul as your number two is good enough. So if they can get Jimmy Butler, they should do it. I just think if you're on the Philadelphia side, why would I do that? I get it. You don't want to lose them for nothing, but maybe you don't take the Rockets at that point cast offs into your space.
What do you think
Philly
needs?
And you go sign someone else.
What do you think Philly needs right now?
Well, they have two of their own free agents that they could possibly bring back. Whether it be Tobias Harris, JJ Redick is going to be a free agent. What they need, they would be without shooting.
They need a shooter.
Well, Eric Gordon is a streaky shooter. I'm talking about a guy, a knockdown guy. And I'm not sure Gordon is that guy, at least when it matters most, he's not that guy. I would want an accomplished shooter.
Was Eric Gordon on a team that had a better record than Philadelphia? Yeah.
Excuse
so
me.
So what? He was playing with a better player.
Now this is true. People compared him to Klay Thompson last year.
A person compared him to Klay
Thompson. This is a comparison that I heard.
Excuse me.
Yes. Did Klay Thompson win any titles this year?
In game six, who made the backbreaking shot in that game six between the Warriors and the Rockets? Who made it? Was it Klay Thompson or Eric Gordon?
Excuse me.
Steph made three of them. They had multiple backbreakers.
Yeah, but
the Texans had their. I mean, the Rockets had their backs broken multiple. There was multiple breaks.
The Warriors were like Bane, and they were Batman. Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, I'll break your back.
But the final one that put the game out of reach, was it Eric Gordon who made a backbreaking shot, or was it Klay Thompson?
Probably Eric Gordon.
I mean, it wasn't him.
It was more.
No, that's right, because James wouldn't give the ball up. You know what Eric Gordon wants? Let me go to Philadelphia with a guy who can't shoot. Guess what I'm going to do?
Let's look at Eric Gordon in game six, and maybe James should have not given the ball. Maybe should have kept shooting as opposed to allowing Eric Gordon to shoot the basketball.
No, maybe Eric Gordon should have taken it and shot and won games.
Excuse me.
But Eric Gordon can shoot.
Garrett Gordon will give you something that you love.
What?
Baskets.
Mm-hmm. What?
And defense.
Yeah, thank you.
And durability. And there's just lots of stuff.
Hmm. Thank you.
Well, then why are you so ready to get rid of him?
You're welcome. Because you know what? We need Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy B.
All I know is homecoming. For all this stuff about how much value Eric Gordon has to PJ Tucker, much value you have.
Yeah.
You seem to be really quick to want to get rid of him. So how much value do they really have?
I just know you can't. Look, I know about value, and I'm willing to spend a little more for great value.
You know how much value Eric Gordon provided in game six?
Why do you keep going to game six?
Because that was the clincher.
No one cares about game six anymore. That's so 2000 and late.
He provided a smooth 9 points.
That's so 2000 and late, as
on
we
10
say.
Shots. No. 9 points on 10 shots for Eric Gordon.
No one cares about game six. No one's even talking about it anymore.
Isn't game six is the reason you're trying to trade for Jimmy Butler? You know that, right?
You know what I like better than game six? Like game four?
That you won. Yeah. What about game five?
Yeah, what about game four? No one ever talks about game four.
And Eric Gordon filling it up.
But when you needed him most, he didn't fill it up.
He didn't get the ball.
Yeah.
He got 10 shots and scored 9 points. That's 10 shots.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
That's not efficient, actually.
Yeah. Yep.
9 points on 10 shots is not efficient.
It's efficient-ish.
It's not at all. That's why you're trying to improve.
What else do we have? Is there anything else we can talk about other than game six?
Well, Jimmy Butler's coming, right?
Yes.
Yeah. We talked about Jimmy Butler coming in and
I'm sick of Jimmy
potential
Butler.
Let's talk about
the Texans.
No.
General manager search.
No.
No, let's not talk about that.
What search? They have their general manager.
Coming up next on 610 via 97.5. We're going to talk some more Texans.
Via 97.5.
Via 97.5.
We got more Texans talk coming for you guys.
Dude, honestly, God, this morning.
What are the Texans going to do if John Weeks suddenly gets pneumonia? We'll talk about potential emergency options.
It is unbelievable the number of subjects of the Texans that they are able to
come
up with.
Like, is it almost where you're in awe? Like, it's almost like, wow, that's actually really...
How in the hell did you guys think of this?
Look, yeah, they came in on a Saturday. They brought their big guns in on a Saturday to discuss the Brian Gain firing.
Yep.
You don't think they have long meetings about what to talk about and what angles to take?
Good Lord. They get into the minutia of seven. Are they going to have active seven offensive linemen, or should they go to eight next? What? I mean, honestly, dude, who cares? It's June. Can you stop? I mean, it is non-freaking stop. I love it.
We do love talking about our Texans here.
We do love our Texans in Houston and all across the Lone Star State.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Did you say Texans?
Yeah.
You just jackhammered them into.
We love our
into all systems go.
Yeah,
that doesn't.
Houston is all systems go.
Well, maybe this is on you, Dell. This little scrub.
We got this, Jonathan Joseph, Ring of Honor. We can get a JJO Ring of Honor for the.
That's our subject.
For the Texans.
We need Texan subjects. Send them to us.
Chris just gave us one. Is Jonathan Joseph going to be in the Ring of Honor? We'll talk about that next and who some other candidates for Ring of Honor could be here on Texans.
Well, I'm pretty sure they were season on the Texans Twitter, their actual account, not 610s. They have a rundown this summer of the best performances in Texans history going on, like top 100, and one was like a Whitney Merciless, like 3 sack, 4.5 tackle for loss game, like in the middle of the regular season. I was like, it was like number 70 or something. I was like, wow,
that's
wow. I think that's what they're doing. Top Texans performances.
Oh, Chris said that actually happened. That was a whole segment.
No, it wasn't. No.
He said that was a real thing that happened.
J.J.O. Ring of Honor?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
What, would they...
Say it's not. Say he's not. Who's the best Texans cornerback of all time? Pay me Rick or...
Aaron Glenn.
The guy, he played like 3 years here, didn't he?
Yep.
You can't make it AG. He's the most talented of all time. Jonathan Joseph is.
Guys, would you like to know the 74th best play in Texans history?
Yes.
What would that be, Del?
Wade Smith.
No. It's a play, not a player.
Oh, play.
Oh, okay.
Wait, they've got top 100 plays?
The Texans Twitter's doing it, not 610. Top 100 plays in Texans history. Would you like to know what it is?
Dive right that ended up going for 27 yards.
No, the 99-yard run by Lamar Miller.
No. How dare you? It's the 81-yard run by Justin Forsett.
Against Detroit.
When he was actually down.
Yeah.
That made the list.
The Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving Day run. Yeah. Where they massacred the Lions.
Did they massacre the Lions?
Take that, Lions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the score right now.
And before the touchdown, it was 24-14. I guess they made it 24-21. What was the final score of that game?
It was a bloodbath. No idea.
No. Who cares?
No idea.
That is the 74th best play in Texans history.
No, it was a relatively close game because they were bitching about the knee down thing.
Yeah. But, yeah, so if you wanted to know, your Texans have a long storied history of great plays, and that one was number 74. A play that shouldn't have counted.
Nice. You know what? You know what you probably need for an 81-yard touchdown run? Testosterone.
Well, I mean, I can tell you this. It's not going to go well for you if you don't have the certain level of testosterone. You're probably not an NFL running back. I'm just going to be honest with you. When your testosterone level drops, it is a big, big problem. And it's something that you're really not going to be able to self-diagnose unless you know what the symptoms are. Go to the website, menstclinic.com, and check out symptoms. I tell you about them all the time. Really, they encapsulize why you will struggle from a quality of life standpoint when your testosterone level drops. When your testosterone level is repaired and replaced and you get back to your number, whatever your best number is, the energy level is going to spike. You just feel that funk and that fog lift from over you. When you're working out, you're going to find out that your workouts really make a big difference for you. And the best part about Men's T Clinic is that they can get you in and out very, very quickly. So once you go through your initial test, which doesn't take long, and then the results are even faster, you are going to find out that your in and out to get your treatments doesn't even ruin your lunch break. You can get in there or even go in on a Saturday and do that. Or on Tuesdays, the location there in the Heights is open at 7 a.m. So they open even earlier for you. So go to menstclinic.com. And if you feel like you're just not your best self, maybe it's testosterone level, go check it out. Menstclinic.com. 5 locations in the Houston area.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here. Time for Jeff Luno to get moving, bro. Time for Jeff Luno to do something about this. Jeff Luno can turn the fortunes of the entire season around. It's all he has to do is actually something. He actually has to go out and find another starting pitcher. He took the whole summer off of doing that. He took the whole offseason off of doing that, rather. The entire winter decided, nah, you know what? I'm not doing that. not doing that. We're going to be fine. Colin McHugh, going to be fine. We'll be fine with Brad Peacock. That'll be great. Okay? You know what? Let's bring up, what about Josh James? Ah, nah, he can't. Wait, Colin McHugh, ah, he can't. Okay. Framber Valdez, ah, he can't. Okay. Wade Miley, woo! Now, there is the championship number three starter.
Wait, why are you hating on, boy, you were just loving on Wade Miley and loving on Jeff Leno, and now you've turned.
Get to work. Find us a third starter. Get to work.
Dale, get your mans. Okay. He's panicking just because they lose to the Reds and the Pirates badly.
Yeah, it's baseball. It's a long season. You're struggling a little bit, and now all of a sudden John is taking his shots at the best GM in baseball.
Dell, is baseball a sprint?
I've been told it's a marathon.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And just because the Rangers continue to win and your lead is now down to 4.5, John's out here panicking.
Yeah. If I'd have told you before the season started that the Astros on June 28th would have a 4.5 game lead, you go, yeah, right. I guess they'll win the division by 9, 10. Yeah, that sounds about right. Okay. So somebody's playing pretty well. Okay. I get it. If I'd have told you a week and a half ago that the Astros would have a 4.5 game lead, you'd say, bleep off. That's stupid. That is stupid.
Yeah, it's down to 4.5 now?
Yeah. 4.5.
I remember when it was
12.
Oh, my God.
What was the high water? 11.5?
I think it was more than that.
Was it?
Wasn't it like 13, 13 and a half? It's 4.5
Four and a half games. How's that? How's that taste?
Oh, not good.
No.
Like blue cheese that's been dipped in ass. That's what that tastes like. A 4.5 game lead in this division.
Been dipped in ass. Who does that? Who dips their blue cheese in ass?
It's the natural flavor of blue cheese.
See, you hate blue cheese.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a blue cheese guy. I'm a ranch guy more than a blue cheese guy, but I like blue cheese. Love blue cheese. It doesn't smell like ass, like you think.
It doesn't smell great.
Yeah. No, blue cheese. So this is where we're at. And the only guy that can salvage this and bring this out and get it back on the right track, get the ox out of the ditch, okay?
Get the sand out of your...
out of my underwear.
Crack. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. The only guy in the world that can do that is Jeff Luhnow. He's got
to
make a move.
So are you praying for another natural disaster to get him into gear? Because apparently that's what has to happen.
Apparently. We need an entire city under 18 feet of water for Jeff Luhnow to do something.
No. Yeah. We don't say that.
Well,
we don't need that. All he needs to do is not be, is to be more like Daryl Morey, who ain't loyal.
Well,
Daryl Morey ain't loyal.
No, he ain't loyal.
And if he ain't loyal to some of those minor leaguers, we can start pushing him out of here.
If Jeff Luhnow drafts you, he's loyal to you. Mm-hmm. He's going to be loyal.
I just want to make this pledge to you.
Although.
That with this draft ring, I will be faithful. I will honor you. I will cherish you.
Till death do we part.
I will never trade you. I will give you opportunities in the big leagues, so much so that eventually you'll have to get to a DFA status mm-hmm. where we wear
till
out
DFA
your...
till DFA till we part.
Yeah.
It was though a bit disturbing to see Joe Musgrove mow them down.
Yeah.
And then good. Colin Moran hit a homer off.
Oh yeah. Oh. Joe Musgrove was at the celebration talking about, you know what? Let's do it again. And then like hours later.
Beat it.
You're now a pirate. Get the hell out of here.
Beat it.
Beat it.
Yeah.
Joe Musgrove's like, y'all ain't going to play me like that. I was looking all foolish talking about doing it a second time around. Let me give you a little something.
He looked good with his 4.57 coming in yesterday. Thought, okay, Joe Musgrove going to light him up. Yeah, how'd that work out?
We call him Joe Musgrove, the Astro Killer now.
Yeah, that's his name. Joe Musgrove, the Astro Killer. Congratulations. This team, it doesn't look like a good baseball team. It just doesn't. I know it's a long season. I get it. This stretch is not even one football game though. Well, it is now. 10 games is a football game.
Mm-hmm.
So this 10 games was a huge loss. This one NFL game was a big, big loss. Like 45-3 loss. They need something to inspire them. Verlander did it a couple of years ago, and it's time for Luhnow to get another Verlander.
Why are the Astros always in need of some inspiration? I mean, you're struggling. Just play better. we heard from Hinch, like, they're not even doing, yeah, sure, they're not hitting and the pitching's getting destroyed, but they're not even doing simple things that help you win baseball games.
No, they're not turning up a play. They're not doing anything. They're not doing anything well. Nothing. All right, 856 ESPN 97.5, or he'll join us on the other side. Don't go anywhere.